This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
High muddy water has been the story at most of our local lakes, but that doesn't mean that there's nothing going on. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, a week of nearly continuous rain has most of our lakes quite swollen, and conditions have been less than favorable for great fishing. Most lakes are very muddy. Some of them have even teetered on the possibility of being closed for a while. So we got to be very careful when going out on our local lakes. There's some stumps, brush, and trees that are typically just barely under the water and now just are showing up all over the place. So you got to be careful looking for these things, and there's a chance that you can get hurt very badly. So be very careful when out on our waters, particularly if you're a boater. But that's not the only thing going on in the outdoor scene. In fact, we've got some waterfowl blind drawings coming up. Waterfowl hunters are encouraged to mark their calendars for upcoming waterfowl hunting blind sight random drawings to be held at several public hunting areas in Illinois this summer. Duck and goose hunters must register in person for waterfowl blind sight drawings and must be present at the drawing held at each location designated immediately after the registration period to claim their blind sights. Mail-in registrations are not accepted unless otherwise stated, and blind allocations for these sites are good for 1 year. To participate in a drawing, applicants must present a 2014 or 2015 regular Illinois hunting license. No apprentice or youth licenses will be accepted, and a 2014 or 15 Illinois migratory waterfowl stamp at the time of the registration, unless of course you're exempt by law. Applicants must be at least 16 years of old age by the date of the drawing. Now, applicants need to purchase new licenses and stamps should do so prior to the drawing. Most blind drawing locations do not have license sales available. Licenses or stamps are available at any DNR direct license and permit vendor or through the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov or by calling 888-6-PERMIT. That's 888-6-PERMIT or 888-673-7648. Now, registrants are no longer required to possess a valid firearm owner's identification card from the Illinois State Police to participate in the drawings. Also, in order to be eligible for the drawing, the participant must not have had his or her hunting privileges suspended or revoked by the DNR or any jurisdiction at the time of the drawing. Now, out-of-state residents must have a 2014 or 15 non-resident hunting license for Illinois and a 2014 or 15 Illinois migratory waterfowl stamp. A drawing for the blinds on Mississippi River's Pool 24 will be held July 19th at the Illinois Department of Natural Resources office, which is Route 106 West in Pittsfield. Registration will be held from 10 a.m. until noon. And blinds at the Saginaw State Fish and Wildlife Area in Cass and Mason counties will be allocated July 26th on the east side of the maintenance building, 2 miles north of Chandlerville on Illinois Route 78. You just merely need to follow the signs to Saginaw. And drawing registration is scheduled from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Also, if you're a Maridocia Lake hunter in Morgan and Cass counties, this will be held July 26th at the Illinois Department of Natural Resources office, Route 106 West, Pittsfield. The drawing registration is scheduled from 10 a.m. until noon. Now, we've also got information on some flood-related closures. If you're interested in keeping up on those, due to the extreme rain events and more in the forecast, outdoor recreationists are advised to check the DNR's updated site closure list. The site contains trail, campground, and river access closures within Illinois State Parks. And the list can be found at the iDNR website, which is www.dnr.illinois.gov. The most recent list includes the horse camp and trails at Middle Fork State Fish and Wildlife Area, and these have been closed until further notice and due to flash flooding. So there's lots of sites on there that need to be checked out if you're interested in using them. Our lakes, our big three lakes, are quite high, as well as many of our local lakes, but that doesn't mean there's no fishing there. In fact, Shelbyville's a little over 6 foot high on Sunday. Carlisle was 7.5 foot, and Rend was right about 7 foot high. So they're all running high and quite muddy, but that doesn't mean you can't catch anything. In fact, this is the time to head to the tailwaters of these lakes. Though temperatures have been a little bit cooler than normal, and the water's been flowing through the sky, anglers fishing the Carlisle Lake tailwaters are enjoying some truly hot action. Excellent catches of fish have been coming from this popular angling spot for the last few weeks. According to Illinois fisheries biologists, very few public fishing waters in our state can match the fish-producing capabilities of these tailwater fisheries. These relatively small areas of water are generally teeming with various species of freshwater fish, and it's no wonder that good numbers of anglers can be found fishing these waters virtually every day of the year, in spite of the lakes being in less than desirable condition. Now, recently in particular, it's proving to be a good one for tailwater anglers. Heavy rain have filled most reservoirs to near or above capacity, and water flow through the dams has been heavy. This heavy flow is often associated with the best fishing. Experts say these tailwater areas offer ideal conditions for supporting large populations of fish, and compared to a tailwater area, most normal lakes are unable to support these concentrated fish populations. Now, biologists report these tailwater areas contain large populations of forage fish, which are a food source for larger species. And with plenty of access to plenty of food, fish typically grow quickly in these areas. And because of the turbulent waters, oxygen levels are also much higher in these areas, and these oxygen-rich waters are better suited for supporting large populations of fish. And another reason, most fish have tendencies to migrate upstream at one time or another, and the dams serve as barriers, keeping fish concentrated in a relatively small area. Now, Carlisle Lake anglers are finding pretty good success as a variety of species. Sauger, for one, is a hot ticket during high flow periods, and that's what's happening right now. The sauger bite has been pretty good. White bass, too, tend to do very well. Anglers are catching good numbers of sauger, crappie, and even plenty of catfish. The white bass action, though sporadic, has been quite good at times as well. The Lake Shelbyville tailwater is yet another hot spot for anglers. Here the water flow is a little bit slower, but occasional catches of walleye, crappie, and muskies are showing up. Other excellent tailwaters can be found on the navigational dams on the Mississippi and Illinois rivers. In addition to yielding great summer fishing action, these areas are well known as winter fishing hotspots and also high water fishing hotspots. Tailwater areas can provide some of the state's finest shoreline fishing, and shoreline anglers will generally find good access to good fishing at these locations. So there's lots of good fishing to be found in our tailwaters. And most tailwater areas contains dozens of species of fish. White bass, sauger, walleye, and huge catfish are generally the most common catches from these areas. And catching catfish is not a small task here. I mean, you can catch some very large catfish in these tailwater areas. Biologists also say in the rivers, like the Melvin Price Lock and Dam at Alton, is proving to be another fishing hotspot for Illinois anglers. The site is already famous for producing huge flathead and blue catfish, and more of that action is expected in the coming days. Biologists say that fishermen will continue to find the Melvin Price tailwaters yet another fishing hotspot, and these experts are anxious to see what type of angling success will come from these areas. Now, as far as our local lakes go, you're just going to have to be careful. A lot of these lakes are running high. Things that are typically out of the water are just barely under the water. So if you're a boater, you need to be very careful as well. So there's lots of good fishing to be found. You just need to be a bit more careful. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.